Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Live Symptom Podcast. My name is Lucas Faub, and in this episode, I want to talk about knowledge and wisdom and how it's played a huge role in my life. So knowledge obviously is power, as they like to say. Knowledge is power. And if you aren't learning, then it's going to be very hard for you to keep up with the growth of today's lifestyle and society. So things are changing at the fastest rate they have been ever, as far as industry growth, technology growth, growth of everything is beyond as it ever was before. So you need to be able to learn. The skill of learning and adapting is absolutely huge in order to be successful in a society like today. So I, again, kind of want to talk about what I've been doing and why I think it's so exciting. So before I even knew where I wanted to go or what I wanted to be, I started downloading a whole bunch of audiobooks because I am a productivity-driven person. So I don't like to sit down and read because to me, I could be doing something else as well. So that's why I love audiobooks. I listen to them basically all on Audibles, which is absolutely awesome app. And anyways, this allows me to learn while I'm on the go, while I'm driving, while I'm doing anything that doesn't require intense audible focus. So again, when I'm driving, you listen to the radio when you're driving. So what's the difference of putting on a podcast and learning while you go? So anyways, I didn't know where I was going to go, what I wanted to be, and I just started getting these really, really good books, audiobooks, and learning. And from I think I started a while ago. It was probably when I was 18, 19, and just kind of getting out of high school when I really kind of turned my idea of knowledge around, because coming out of high school, knowledge was pretty lame. Social studies, English, these were things that obviously knowing English is good, but getting into Shakespeare and all that stuff, like I did not understand how that would help me down the road. So I did not like learning. I did not appreciate knowledge. But getting out of high school, figuring out that there are things that I want to learn because they will help me become successful. And I always heard, you should read a book like a month or a week or a day. Some people are absolutely crazy. I can't do that. But I kind of made a challenge to myself to read a book a month. And after the first couple books, I kind of became hooked. Now, this was before I had a lot of what I have going on now, my business, my house, everything that I'm working on, YouTube, podcasts, blah, blah, blah. So I had a lot more time to be learning. And man, was it ever beneficial. Because the exciting thing that really lit my fuse was when I started reading all these books, and all of a sudden, they were all referencing each other and points they made in the other books and other podcasts and audiobooks. Yes, I also started getting really into podcasts. Joe Rogan, Timothy Ferris, Dr. Rhonda Patrick are very, very good. There are so many good ones out there. Those are my kind of main ones that I'm listening to. And it was so cool when they all started connecting, because that told me I'm listening to all these successful people. I'm learning all of their successful tips, and they must be working because all of the successful people are doing the same thing. And it's not a secret. And that's when I got extremely excited. I remember getting home one day. I'm like, this is unreal. Like, why don't more people understand this? That the knowledge is out there. the successful people are sharing how they made it work, but nobody cares. Nobody is making those connections. So when you're able to learn and all of a sudden it piggybacks you to this other podcast and that one mentions back to this other audiobook that you read, it is so cool because it's basically backing up the fact that you're learning what you need to learn in order to be successful. So that's why I think knowledge is so important, not only for the actual knowledge that you learn from it, but to be able to open up your mind to change and to learn. Because another thing that I learned going through all this was when I started, I was listening to every audiobook under the sun, didn't care if it pertained to me or not or my situation. I listened to it and I wasted, I don't want to say wasted because I did pick up key points from each of these books, but I could have been spending that time better. So that was something else I learned from successful people and their podcasts and books, was to don't waste your time reading anything and everything. Now, when I was just starting out and I didn't know where I was going, that was huge for me because I didn't know what I wanted to do, what I wanted to focus in. So reading what other people were talking about was a good idea. But as you start to specialize, knowledge is important. But you want to make sure that you're focusing on what is relevant to you and that what will help you grow. Because again, it's kind of like honing your skills. A lot of people say, you need to work on your weak points. You need to work on your weak points. But on the flip side of that, you don't want to waste your time working on the weak points, because all that will do for you is you will be able to bring up your weak point to maybe a mediocre, okay point. But if you spend your time capitalizing on what you're already good at, you can take that time and you can become great at something. And that will truly do something for you. Someone who's okay at everything, there's not a lot of people out there who are extremely successful. It's those people who focus on one thing and become amazing at it. That's where you need to be spending your time. So anyways, that's kind of my quick take on knowledge, on reading, on learning. There are so many resources out there. Like when I was starting my business, I had no clue where to start. It is all there. YouTube, Google, podcasts, blogs, even just reaching out to people, sending an email saying, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Do you have any tips or pointers? You'd be surprised how many people know good sources, good resources, and there is not a lack of knowledge out there. People are lacking the drive to find it because it takes work, and everything takes work. So if you're ready to improve yourself, to grow and optimize like you've never before, then you need to be pushing for it and working for it. So that's basically all I got for this quick little blurb of a podcast. Knowledge is key. Keep learning and learn how to learn so you can keep yourself up to date and relevant in these ever-changing times. So again, if you like this podcast, please subscribe. Let me know. Reach out. Help me grow this baby. And we'd love to hear from you guys. Once again, have an absolutely amazing evening, and I will see you next time on the Live Symptom Podcast.